everybody. Welcome. We're talking to Dan today, and Dan is, I would say, kind of one of the best kept secrets around Facebook advertising, niche market stuff, and we're really happy to have him. We're going to talk to him a little bit about some of his progress he's made, and I'll let Dan talk about. We've had a previous conversation, but Dan has done very well. He's in a niche market. It's really, the niche is not important. If you look at anything I do on like Facebook or anything like that, Dan does sort, similar. He just customizes a bit to his own thing with Facebook and all that kind of stuff. But let's just put it this way. He's not an expert in the market. The market is targeting women and particularly elderly, grandma type women, shall we say. And Dan's clearly not an elderly type grandma, and he's doing very well. And Dan's smart, because like we say, who makes the most money, the publisher or the author, right? There's very few billion-dollar authors, but there's quite a few billion-dollar publishing companies. And if you're, one of the awesome things is if you don't feel you're good at a market, you can be the CEO of a niche market business. Or you can also be like me, where I do a lot of helping people as well. So Dan, welcome, and let's get into it. Dan's from Australia, and so let's talk about this. So Dan, let's back up here. You started, just to refresh everybody's memory, because there's probably a lot of people who have not listened to our volume one in our never ending series of epic interviews. you just tell what's your story.
Well, firstly, great to be here, and thanks for a very kind introduction. Well, my start, prior to doing online marketing, was radio. I used to be a radio presenter for about 15 years, and wasn't a particularly stable industry, quite a cutthroat industry, and after losing a contract on three different occasions, the first time right after we bought a new house, the second time right before a new baby, and the third time right before baby number two, I sort of realized that, hang on a second, I need something more stable, something I need to be in control of. So about 2 years ago, I really started taking the online marketing thing seriously. So I actually got in touch with you and we arranged some coaching sessions. Prior to that, I dabbled, I'd done stuff myself, and it never really amounted to much at all. So when we caught up, I basically went through the system that you were teaching, and I was pretty sort of raw, pretty green. But, after going through your system, I developed a business in a niche market, like you mentioned, that I pretty much have no idea about. But that hasn't stopped me, because I've hired people who are experts in this market, and they develop the content. And as a result of that, we've had massive success, explosive growth is how I'd probably describe it, in the last 6 or 7 months. Really, we grew a Facebook fan page from nothing to 20,000 likes. And we have 20,000 people engaging on our Facebook fan page, every week, who are really, really passionate, and who I'm then able to actually migrate onto my email list and market to them and sell them products, and also move a lot of them into our member program.
So, yeah, like you're telling me, last month you did 1 3-day promotion or something like that, and you added 100 new members to your paid membership program?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, so, right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, and now 20,000 fans, and look at this, and you're getting leads for like you're buying leads. You're advertising to get like direct opt-ins as well on Facebook, and you're paying how much an average opt-in?
Well, we pay for an average opt-in, we pay between 30 and 40 cents.
That's a newsletter subscriber, not a click.
That's exactly right. That's a newsletter subscriber, which is astronomical, because, we dabbled a little bit in Bing and we dabbled a little bit in Google, And particularly in Google, we were paying just a dollar for a click. A dollar for a click. Now, these effectively are the same people, yet we're paying, you know, 30 cents to actually get their name and email so that we can market to them in Facebook. So I love Facebook at the moment. It is just, you know, the stuff that you can do in Facebook with traffic and how quickly you can actually build a business in Facebook with the traffic is what astounds me. Absolutely astounds me.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, exactly. And so, like, you're able, and see, here's the thing I just want people to understand is not only are you in a market that you're not the expert in, which is great, you have a fan base of 20,000 fans and huge engagement and making money. So, like, what do you post on your fan page? Just, like, generic, like, what are you posting?
Well, what we do, I mean, our strategy is pretty much in line with your strategy, like you mentioned, but we kind of adopt it to our market. So basically the stuff that we're posting are tips that are relevant to our market. One of the key issues that we found with our market is that they're quite short on time. They don't have a lot of time to be reading big articles or watching long videos. So what we did when we sort of discovered that is we thought, okay, let's post really short, really bite-sized tips on Facebook a couple of times a day that will just pop up in their newsfeed that they can just take a look at and go, oh, that's really great, I might try that. So tips is one of the big things that we use. Quotes, our audience are very emotionally based. They're very creative, so they love being inspired. And one of the best ways for us to inspire them is with quotes. And they also find that they can use a lot of the quotes that we give them practically in what they actually do in this particular market. So that works really well as well. And then we ask questions. Questions are great on Facebook. Again, our market's, you know, quite an emotional market. They love to communicate. They love to have a community. So asking questions is one of the best ways to do this. So it's not uncommon for us to post a question and within 24 hours have 200 responses to that question. And, you know, my wife is one of the people who manages our Facebook fan page, is now getting to the point where she has to sit down and click like 197 times. She's getting injuries to her hand because she's just repeating on the clicks.
Yeah.
That sort of gives you an example of how viral it can go as well with Facebook, because, you know, we pay a portion on our advertising spend, but then there's this enormous amount of organic likes and organic shares that we get simply because the content is relevant and is going viral. So there's a whole bunch of likes that we're getting that we don't pay for.
Yeah. Well, and you're exactly right. And the biggest thing that, you know, I'm on a mission in part of my life is to convince marketers to stop being, not very smart and to just driving people straight to pages without somehow in their system engaging the fan page. Because your fan page is responsible for a huge amount of engagement and, at the end of the day, a good percentage of sales.
Well, I would say 100% of our sales, because we're not, or maybe not 100%, maybe 90%, maybe the other 10% might be SEO, but Facebook is the only place where we are spending any money at the moment. And the thing is that, you know, it hasn't all been smooth sailing. Like, there certainly have been times when we have tried things and they've just fallen flat on their face and they haven't worked on Facebook. The thing is, what you have to remember is that Facebook's a social channel. So people are there to socialize. If you try and shove a product down their throat when they're there trying to socialize and have community, then you're not going to get a great response. So you've got to figure out the best way that you can add value to them first and build that relationship before you even start asking them to open up their wallet. And when we sort of realized that, when that became an epiphany for us, that's when things took off. Because for a while there, you know, what we were doing was occasionally, you know, sort of asking people to buy something right off the bat, and they would just run. They would turn around and run. So you've got to be smart. You've got to be strategic about the way that you engage with your fans on Facebook, and then the rest takes care of itself.
Yeah, and you're not spending, it's not like you're under 8 hours a day either. Like, it's scalable. The engagement is scalable. It's not like you're answering personal messages all day and taking 10 hours a day to do all this.
No, exactly right. Well, in fact, to give you an idea, with 20,000 fans at the moment, the great thing about Facebook is if my wife and I sort of manage it every day, we probably spend maybe 20 minutes a day maximum. And we could, you know, I mean, you don't need to do 20 minutes a day on Facebook. You could only do 10 minutes a day. But the great thing is when you have a smartphone, you know, you can go, when you're in the waiting room at the doctor's, you open up your smartphone and you just answer some questions or like some comments on Facebook like that. So it's really easy to maintain.
Well, yeah, and you have a good point, because like a lot of internet marketers, like myself, when I started, I was like, man, there's no living way I want, you know, to interact with people, because most people want to go online to get away from people, right? You want to build an internet business to get out of the people factor. And my you know, it's just reality. And, you know, why do you want to build an internet business? So it's automated, it works without me, so on and so forth. And that's great. And I do have a ton of automation in my business, as do you. But the thing people don't realize is your 20 minutes engaging with your fans represents, you know, astronomical amount of sales, plus it's a lot better to spend 20 minutes a day or whatever engaging with these people than it is spending hours a day trying to figure out how to get traffic when you do a lot of the old school strategies where it's just you just keep pounding people. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's
that's
like,
right.
Yeah, try and tell people, okay, spend 20 minutes a day, 15, 10 minutes a day engaging with people who are interested in your stuff. Or what else would you rather do, fail? Like, what's easier?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And so,
exactly.
Yeah. You know, and you've got some insane people. Like, your market is like a crack addiction for these people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, these, like you said, you know, I mean, these women, these are grannies, and they are passionate grannies, and they will stop at nothing to get what they want. And if you can give them what they want, then they'll gladly take it and they'll gladly pay for it, you know, so long as you're providing them value. And the thing is, Jason, is that, you know, in the early days with this, when we put something, you know, when we released a product, you know, I released a product in the early days that I thought was really good and I thought people would love it. And we sold some copies, but we got a bunch of refunds. And, you know, this market, because they are so passionate, when I said to them, you know, why was the product not for you? They're so passionate. They told me straight on, because it's not what I wanted, because it's not teaching me things that I don't already know. And, you know, after you get over the initial sort of, oh, ouch, that kind of hurts a bit. I thought that we created something great. You're actually able to go away and go, okay, well, you tell me what you do want, and then I will get that published and give it back to you. And basically, this whole internet marketing thing, from my perspective, is just about giving people what they want, not what you think they should have. And the second that we had that mindset shift, things really took off for us. And that is relevant on every level, not just the level of creating products, but also on the level of engagement and what you're giving them on Facebook in terms of the posts and stuff like that. So that's a big secret, that when we sort of caught on to that, things really changed for us.
Yeah, well, exactly. And so now that, exactly. And it's like having a live market survey that you can see every day. It's like every blog post link, every post, everything you put out, you can tell the response of that. And if it's good, hey, there's a product idea. If it's bad, well, now you know that you don't want to do anything about that, right?
Right, exactly.
So, now tell me, so what's the future hold for you? What do you got going on? You're now just transitioned into this full-time, and now what's going on?
Well, because this is a big market. I mean, we call it a niche market, but it's a massive, massive market that is still kind of a niche market. It's weird, but there is a lot of potential for us. I think the next thing that we need to do is really start buying more traffic. Our goal on Facebook is to spend about $5,000 a month on Facebook advertising. And I reckon when we get into that space, we're really going to start to see some amazing results. And I think that we're going to get to that space in the next 6 months or thereabouts. From there, what we want to do is really dominate. So we want to leverage into Google and start using Google. And at that point, I'll be happy to pay for dollar clicks because I know that we're getting a massive return with our Facebook traffic and we're really just maxing that out for all we can. And then there's Bing, and then there's so many other traffic channels that we need to move into. So, you know, I mentioned to you before we were recording, you know, it's kind of scary about how successful this is actually going to be because I didn't in my wildest dreams think that it would be on the path that it's on. So there is that still sort of I've got to pinch myself to make sure I'm actually not dreaming. But at the same time, you know, there's some hard work and some elbow grease we've got to put into it to get this thing to where we need it to be. So, yeah, it's exciting for us, mate. We want to, you know, get to the point where my wife is British, I'm Australian. We want to get to the point where, you know, we can spend 9 months living in London and then 3 months, you know, when the weather turns to dirt in England, we can come back to Australia and spend a summer here. And that has been a dream for us for many, many years, and that's actually starting to come to reality. So I'm just so thankful for the fact that we could connect, the fact that, you know, you could coach me to the point where I could sort of fly the nest and do my own thing. And, I'm thankful that this is where we're at.
Well, that's awesome. And you, you mentioned two really important things. Increasing your budget and increasing your sales funnel. And those are really the two most important compounders because as you increase your budget and as you increase your sales funnel, it just compounds the amount that you're going to make. And people need to understand, like Dan here is, approaching the jet setter lifestyle, the true internet marketing lifestyle where you can have ultimate mobility. And you didn't start out like some rich dead uncle's inheritance or anything like that. Like, I remember when you started with me, you were like, oh my goodness, I don't know if I should do this. And you did it. And so I just really want to encourage people, like, you need to learn from Dan. He started small. I remember your ad budget, like, oh man, a couple $100. I don't know how we're going to do this on the ad budget on Facebook. And and you grew it and grew it and grew it and expanded it. And you have the right mindset. And that's really has a lot to do with your success. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think it is about the mindset. You know, I mean, I remember that first conversation that we had where, you know, I'd been sort of tinkering around with my own thing online and you kind of said to me in the, you know, this really stood out to me, you know, how long are you going to keep stumbling around in the fog? How long are you going to keep trying things that don't work? And I really took that to heart because I went away and I thought, you know what, I can keep doing this and I can easily wake up in 3 years' time and be no better off and be in the exact same position that I am now. And it was only because I made a choice to sort of go, you know what, that hasn't been working. I need to try something new and I need to learn from someone who's actually at the point where I want to be at. And taking your coaching on board, I think was the best thing that I could have done. And you know, it's changed my life to the point where, you know, I lost a job at the end of last year, and I'm going to be able to get through it because of what we've created. Mm. I'm going to be able to support my family, and, you know, that's I just think that's fantastic. So, yeah, I think if anyone's listening to this and they're thinking, wow, I really want to have some success online, there's so much crap out there, and there's so much, you can do it quick and you can do it in 60 days and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, my one regret about internet marketing was not having a mentor or a coach sooner. It would have fast-tracked the whole process.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, and I agree. I agree. The, you know, the easiest thing to do for me was a system, you know, find something that works and do it. Because, like, you're exactly right. Like, this stuff, like, people can say, well, it's his market. Well, it's not. I mean, Dan did target the right market, and I did help him with testing. And I remember when I mentioned the market to him, he's like, what's that? But he kind of did some research, and so yeah, market has something to do with it, but it's the fundamental principles of building a real business on the internet, not a hot dog stand. And at the end of the day, you make more money, you have more success, and like, you're well on your way, like we talked about earlier, to moving to Canada. And you know, that's just an awesome dream that I have for every internet marketer, that they'll be successful enough to come shovel my driveway.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, or I can come visit you in one of your places in England or Australia or wherever. But hey, man, congratulations. So as you move forward, you know, what advice can you give to somebody who's probably listening to this and they're like you were, or like I was a decade ago, you know, just kind of heads going around in all different directions. Like what's some advice now that you're kind of on top of a lot of this and there's really some exciting times ahead of you and you're living it and, you know, starting to live it. What's some parting advice you can give to somebody who's just kind of starting out?
Well, you know, the thing is, I've listened to, you know, a lot of these, whether they're on webinars or, you know, recorded calls like this in the past. And so I'm speaking now to the person that's actually listening to this call. I know what it's like to listen to this stuff and to get excited and then to think that is never going to happen for me or it's too far out of my reach. If that's you, if you're listening to this and you're identifying with that, you need to understand that you can do this. You can do this. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things. It's about, as far as I see it, it's about your mindset, firstly. You need to, if you're going to jump into this, you need to have the mindset of perseverance. So you need to understand that it's not going to happen overnight, but if you work hard and you follow the right system, you will get there. You will get there. You know, we had a day last week where I woke up, I checked my ClickBank account, and we made $750 in sales overnight. Now, that just sounds outrageous, and I feel like I'm on some sort of infomercial talking about it, but that was a reality. I never thought that was going to happen. The only reason we got to that point is because I kept persevering. We kept breaking through these barriers where I thought, you know what, I'm going to quit. This is too difficult. But we persevered. Mm-hmm. So that would be the first thing that I'd encourage you to do. The second thing is, you know, and you hit on it with the hot dog stand thing, is just because you're building a business on the internet, it doesn't mean it's any different from any other type of business. It doesn't mean that it's easier. In fact, in my experience, in terms of building and in terms of actually learning new skills, it's actually quite difficult. You know, I did a master's degree at university, and that took, you know, 3 years to do. But, you know, the online marketing stuff, there is a technical challenge to that. So if you're going to go into it, don't think it's all going to be easy. But if you're up for a challenge, and if you like learning new skills, then when you do that, you're going to get one of the biggest paydays and the biggest payoffs ever. So those are the two things that I'd really encourage you with. Understand what it is. You know, manage your expectations. It's not going to be easy. But if you persevere, you use the right system, and you're willing to learn new skills, you will get there, and you'll have great success.
Yeah, well, and that's awesome. That's so true. And the payoff is, once you're on top, like, it's your freedom. It's your life. It's your family. Like you said, you now are going to have the opportunity to live between two different countries or continents, and that kind of freedom is awesome, because we only get one shot, at this life, and that you can do it that way is absolutely awesome. You know, your kids are going to, that'd be pretty awesome for them. So, good job, Dan.
Sorry, Jace. I was just about to say, just on top of that point, just to wrap it up, we've got some friends who, are great friends of ours, but, they've got two little kids, both under the age of two. And, the dad, I feel for him because he works so hard. He's working, 12, 13-hour days, and he never gets to see his kids. And he doesn't want that. He wants to be with his children, but he also understands his line of work, that he has to be at work for those types of hours. That was one of my motivating factors behind doing this. I never, ever want to get to the point where I regret not spending enough time with my kids or with my family, because at the end of the day, that is the most important thing to me. So,
yeah,
that's what I think.
Well, no, that's awesome, and it's awesome. Congratulations. I'm so excited to see you're, taking on what you're taking on. And so, I just, everybody listening, just be encouraged, because unfortunately, the internet, building an internet business can feel kind of lonely, Still, I've been doing this 10 years, and my wife's still not quite sure what to tell people I do for a living. And so you could, I love her. She's awesome. But, she's just like, what should I tell people you do again? And so it can be kind of lonely, and you're just trying to figure this all out and figure out what to do and who to trust. So just be encouraged. Stay, stick with it. Don't quit. Do the right thing, right system, and be smart, and hopefully good days are ahead. So, Dan, I really appreciate this interview, and it was really, really good talking to you about this, about all this.